Today, I was quite elated to turn up quite unexpectedly at the home of Charles Dickens. It's not open to the public, this particular house, and this is the house in Higham where Charles Dickens lived and died in the later years of his life. It's Higham in Kent. Now, it's actually a school, and I went to visit the school to talk to them about some bits and pieces, and they mentioned that Charles Dickens used to live there, and I had noticed the Charles Dickens signs around the area saying "Welcome to Charles Dickens World" or "David Copperfield Lane." So there was an inkling that Dickens was featured in this place, and I know that in Rochester there's Dickens World. But anyway, so I went into the school and they tell me that Charles Dickens used to live there, and I was quite excited by that because I'm a fan of him. And the lady took me into a little secret room, which was Charles Dickens' study. And they still have the original, well, a lot of the original features in the room, including the door, which has a lot of book ends with comedy titles that Charles Dickens had created to amuse himself. There was a volume of nine books called Cats' Lives, and there was a book about Shakespeare's uncle. They're all fake books and they're all fairly amusing titles, but it was quite awesome to be in the room. And by awesome, I don't mean awesome as in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So yeah, then outside the room was a little tunnel that led to a little sort of, I think it was a shack or something he had over the road, and he'd built this tunnel where he did actually do most of his writing, and this study was where he did most of his admin. And then I was shown the exact spot where he had had a stroke and died, which is not exciting, but very interesting to see and to be in the presence of. And I felt quite emotional and quite overjoyed by the whole experience, in a quite teenage, soppy fashion, which surprised even me. That's pretty much my day. I was the highlight of my week, I think. All right.